DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, April 29th, 2015. Drawing a blank on the first date? Don't worry, Doc has some great questions for you to ask. Want more? Take the free trial to the Doc Love Club. Members get access to over 90 hours of audio and articles just for them. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
Let's talk about the first date. Say you're a guy, you're going out, naturally you're nervous, you're not going to show it, but all of a sudden you draw a blank. You don't know what to say. Doc, what are your strategies for how to get over that hump?
Well, I've got a list here of questions. So this is really good about when you join the Doc Love Club, because you can go back and go over these. But if you're going to do speed dating, one of the best ones is tell me what you like about yourself and say it with a big smile. And you're sitting right across over at speed dating. Now, if you're out, you could also use this if you want, depending on the circumstance. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to give you these things. You can reword them, put them in your own language. But what if you said, if you inherited so much money you would never have to work again, what would you do with your time? What would you never give up because you love it so much? What hobbies have you pursued over the years and why? What are you naturally good at? What are you curious about? What do you do better than anything else? What are you doing that makes you the happiest? And then start asking questions on what she talks about. Get this girl rolling. Get this girl talking. When she's talking about her life and you're asking questions about what she likes, this makes you look better. You're not going to talk about sex. You're not going to look at her body. You're not going to talk about exes. But you're there to interview this girl. And through this soft interview, you're going to bring out her personality. Then you're going to be able to play off of her personality. But if you write those questions down, reword them so it doesn't sound like you're going for a job interview, and see what you can come up with. This will help you get it started.
Doc, and if I could offer a suggestion as well, don't feel obligated to get through the entire list of questions like you're doing in an interview. What you should do is maybe take one question and listen to her, and maybe that's going to bring up other questions in your mind. You don't have to feel like you have to get through this whole list. It's not going to be a test at the end. The idea is just to spark conversation, and you really want to be in a position where she feels like, wow, this guy's really listening to me, because women get a high when they're able to talk about themselves.
They love good listeners.